The head of the State Bail Agents Association has responded to a report calling the cash bail system unfair and ineffective. IdeaStream's Adrian Ma has more.
The report by the Buckeye Institute came out Monday, and it basically argues that making defendants put up cash in order to get pretrial release discriminates against the poor while letting those with money get out. But Charles Miller, who heads up the Ohio Bail Agents Association, disagrees. He says judges have the freedom to set a low bail for indigent defendants or no bail at all.
It's not like we're always the first option, because I think some people are painting. And, you know, in some instances, maybe we are. The more dangerous the crime, you know, the judge is there to protect the public.
And he says the alternatives recommended in the Buckeye report, like individual screening and data collection, would cost tens of thousands of dollars for courts to implement.
And if we're going to try doing this in 88 counties, how we're going to afford this?
Bail reformers say those alternatives would actually save money in the long run, because governments would spend less on jailing people accused of low-level crimes. Adrian Ma, 90.3.